206. Theater.
I suggest a visit to China Theater tonight.
That would be great. What's on tonight?
I hear you are very keen on ballet. Have you been to China Theater?
Not yet. We've been very busy all this week.
I'd suggest a visit to China Theater tonight.
That would be great. What's on tonight?
The Nutcrackers by Tchaikovsky. It's a great ballet.
Lovely.
Lee Hong and Mr. Black are in the theater.
Did you watch TV last night, Mr. Black?
I did, and I very much enjoyed the folk song and dance show. I thought they were very artistic.
I'm glad you appreciate our folk music, but a live performance is much more interesting.
I can't wait to see it start. When does the show begin?
The show starts at 7 and is over at around 10 o'clock p.m.
After the show.
What do you think of the performance, Mr. Black?
It's an excellent musical. The acting was very expressive, and the songs and dancing were superb.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's had a long run, but the house has always been full.
What do you think of the leading actors?
Personally, I liked the main character. He was true to type.
You are a better judge. I don't know the play well enough.
207. Television.
What do you think of the TV news report?
I think the news reports are excellent.
Kathy, what do you think of today's TV programs?
Well, if you ask me, it's terrible. Most of the TV programs are a complete waste of time.
Ben, how do you feel about them?
In general, I agree with Kathy. But what bothers me more is that they are too violent.
I think so too. As far as I am concerned, there are too many police shows and not enough educational programs.
What about the news reports?
I think the news reports are excellent. Presenting the news is what TV does best.
Watching TV.
Chris, let me see the TV guide. Thanks. Oh, you can forget The King and I. Kindergarten Cop is on. I've already seen it, but it's fantastic. Really funny and exciting. Schwarzenegger's in it, and I know you like him. Come on, let's watch that.
I'd rather watch something a bit more gentle and sentimental, like The King and I.
Oh, please. Let's watch Kindergarten Cop. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
But The King and I will be fun, too. What time are they on? Maybe we can watch them both.
No, I'm afraid they clash. But look, Kindergarten Cop starts before The King and I. So, why don't we start off watching Kindergarten Cop and see how we go? You'll probably get totally absorbed in it.
I'm not so sure I like that idea. Yes, I may find I like it. But what if I don't? I know I'll have a dreadful battle with you if I want to switch over to...
You might be right about that, but I'll lay money on it. You'll love Kindergarten Cop.
You win, for the moment. But I'm warning you, if I don't like Kindergarten Cop, I'm definitely going to switch over to The King and I.
208. Film.
Do you like to go to movies?
I don't like comedies very much. I like adventure movies.
Do you like to go to movies?
Yes, I like to go to movies a lot.
What kind of movies do you like?
I like comedies. How about you?
I don't like comedies very much. I like adventure movies.
Mr. and Mrs. Banks want to go to the cinema.
I rather fancy going to the cinema tonight. Is there anything good on?
There's a cowboy film on at the Moon Theater, and I understand that it is very exciting.
I'm tired of cowboys and Indians, as all those films are the same. What else is showing?
At the Star Theater, there is a war film, but you don't usually like that kind.
You're quite right. I like to see something that will cheer me up, not make me feel miserable. The world's full of tragedy already, without having to pay money to see a film about it.
Well, then, the film for you is the comedy being shown at the Regal.
I read about that in the newspaper, and my favorite comedian is in it. He is a wonderful actor, apart from being so funny. The leading lady in the film is also one of my favorites, so I should enjoy it very much.
I don't care who the star of the show is, as long as it is good entertainment.
If I don't like the leading actor and actress, I never like the film, as I think the film stars are the main attraction. I think this film is a musical as well as being a comedy, and that is the ideal combination.
209. Newspapers and magazines.
I wonder what newspaper you'd recommend.
You'd better stick to the major dailies, papers like The Times and The Guardian.
I wonder what newspaper you'd recommend.
You'd better stick to the major dailies, papers like The Times and The Guardian.
What are the features of this kind of newspapers?
Generally, their contents are reliable, and their language is the best of all our newspapers.
Thank you for the information you've given me.
You're welcome.
Tony and Xiaoli are talking about newspapers and magazines.
Xiaoli, you know Beijing's full of different types of mass media in Chinese, but I can't understand any of it. Is there anything available in English?
Well, haven't you come across the China Daily?
Actually, I did see one old issue. Yes, is it good?
Yes, I think it is quite good. It's certainly the most popular English language newspaper around. It covers all the usual areas. Home news, international news, politics, culture, education, sports, and so on.
It sounds ideal, but how can I get hold of it?
You can subscribe to it at any main post office, I think. I could go with you if you like.
I'm not really going to be here long enough to make a subscription worthwhile, but are there any other possibilities?
Yes. There's Beijing Review, if you prefer a magazine. It's published weekly. I'm not sure what it's like, but it's probably the oldest English language magazine in China.
That's fairly attractive, isn't it? Do you think they have them in the library?
Yes. So, if you want, you can go and read it there. Let's go, and I can show you where they are.
Thank you very much.
210. Photography.
Your pictures are very good. How long have you been a photographer?
Can you get any good pictures on an automatic?
Congratulations, Laura. You've won the London Photographic Prize for this year.
Wonderful. I'm really happy.
Well, your pictures are very good. How long have you been a photographer?
Not very long. For about 3 years.
What's the most exciting photographic job you've ever worked on?
Oh, definitely the Italian motorboat race.
Yes, I saw those photos. They were excellent.
Thank you.
Anne gets interested in photography recently. Now she is talking with Sue about that.
Are you still doing your photography? You're really good at that.
Yeah. That's the one thing I really enjoy.
Hey, listen, this may sound like a dumb question, but can you get any good pictures on an automatic?
No, no, no. What you asked is really an interesting question. Automatics are okay, except for special effects.
Oh, and it... Listen, there's something else I am wondering about, like... Should you do all your own developing?
Oh, no. You don't have to develop your own. you can get good prints if you send them out.
No kidding. Could you tell me something more about it? Like, if I was going to set up a darkroom, what would I really be using it for? What kind of equipment would I need?
Oh, well, you'd need your enlarger and chemicals. But actually developing is only cheaper when you're doing a lot of enlargements.
211. Paintings.
What is the subject of the painting you are doing now?
This painting's fantastic. Look at the colors. They blend together so well.
What is the subject of the painting you are doing now?
That's the problem. I want to do a portrait.
Of whom?
A woman. A modern woman. But that's all I know. I've been drawing all week, but I don't like anything I've done.
What's the problem? Do you know?
Me. I'm the problem. I think I'm going stale. I've been painting for 10 years. I should be able to do better than this.
Susan meets her friend Brian in an art gallery.
Hello, Susan. I haven't seen you for ages.
Hello, Brian. It's nice to see you again.
If you come this way, I'll introduce you to the artist.
I could have a look round first. I see he's busy at the moment.
But of course, I'll come with you.
This painting's fantastic. Look at the colors. They blend together so well.
Yes, I think he's really talented. He's done some beautiful paintings. Come this way, and I'll show you some of his more recent works.
Oh, I see. This is a different style. It's more detailed, and the colors are softer. It's not bad, but I prefer the paintings we saw just now.
There's the artist. He's free now. Paul, let me introduce you to Susan, whom I've mentioned to you before.
How do you do? Will you have another glass of champagne?
I'd love one, thank you.
212. Hobby.
What is your hobby?
I like jogging.
Tell me, what do you like to do in your free time?
I like jogging.
Oh, that's interesting. Where do you like to run?
In the park. And how about you? Do you like to run?
Yes, but I don't like to run in the park. I like to run along the river.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mrs. Smith and David are talking about their pastime.
Hello, David.
Good morning, Mrs. Smith.
I suppose you're going off to play football today.
No, not today. I'm going to my friend's house to exchange stamps with him.
I didn't know you were a stamp collector.
Collecting stamps is my favorite pastime. I've been saving stamps for several years now.
I also collected stamps when I was young, and I must admit that I'm still interested in the hobby. You'll have to come to my house one day, and we'll compare our albums.
I'd like to do that very much, because you'll have many stamps that I've never seen.
I expect I have, as I stopped collecting about 20 years ago, and that was before you were even born.
Why have you kept your albums if you have stopped collecting?
I don't know, really. I just don't want to part with them, and I still like looking at all the different stamps. I hope you look after your collection as well as I have looked after mine.
I certainly intend to.
213. Humor.
I'm going to die.
You must be joking. How did you know that?
Why are you crying?
I'm going to die.
You must be joking. How did you know that?
The doctor has just told me I'll have to take these tablets for the rest of my life.
Come on, don't cry. Lots of people have to take tablets every day of their life.
Sure, but he only gave me 10.
a girl brought her fiancé home to meet her parents. After dinner, the girl's father began to talk with the young man.
So, what are your plans? I'm a theology scholar. Admirable. But what will you do to provide a nice home for my daughter? I will study, and God will provide. And how will you afford to raise children? God will provide.
When the young man left, the girl's mother asked her husband, How did it go?
He has no money or employment plans, but on the other hand, he thinks I'm God.
214. Customs.
Are you going to make any New Year resolutions this year?
It's just a simple church wedding or a visit to the registry office. Hi, Peter. Are you going to make any New Year resolutions this year?
I make them, but I break them the next day. Are you making any, Mary?
Yes, but I can't tell you what they are.
You'd better make one about losing 20 or 30 pounds.
Meanie, you'd better make one about saying nice things to girls.
The following is a conversation on different wedding customs.
Most of the Indian marriages work out very well, I think, although they are arranged.
How is yours? A nice big wedding?
Yes, most Indian marriages are elaborate marriages. My marriage went on for 3 days, and we had a lot of guests as well.
How many people were there?
Well, in my marriage, we had about 2,000 guests.
Oh, unimaginable.
The interesting thing about it is in Indian marriages, even the very poor man has about 100 guests, and it depends on his status in the society. How about marriages in Denmark?
Well, people don't make much ado about it. Most people just move in together. They don't even bother to get a license. This especially happened some years ago. That has caused lots of legal confusion. They tend to get married more often now. But it's just a simple church wedding or a visit to the registry office.
215. Smoking.
I'm going to stop smoking when I finish this pack of cigarettes.
I've decided to give up smoking. Jenny, I'm going to stop smoking when I finish this pack of cigarettes.
Good for you, Bob. But why are you telling me?
To help me stop. When I tell all my friends, I won't dare to smoke in front of them.
Why do you want to quit? I thought you liked to smoke.
I do, but it's getting so expensive. And now I'm jogging. When I run, I can hardly breathe.
I'll help you quit. Whenever you want a cigarette, call me. And I'll take your mind off it.
Thanks, Jenny. I'll do it.
The easiest thing in the world to give up.
Would you like a cigarette?
No, thanks. I've decided to give up smoking.
Really? Why?
Well, it's just that I think if you don't enjoy doing something anymore, you should stop doing it.
I see. You mean you don't enjoy smoking anymore?
That's right. You should give it up, too. It's bad for your health.
Stop talking like my mother. That's what she keeps saying.
But it's true. It's a nasty habit. I can't think why I ever started. Anyway, it's obviously got you in its grip.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I mean you couldn't give it up.
Who, me? Couldn't give up smoking? Nonsense. Of course I could. I know I could.
How do you know?
Because I've already proved it. Smoking's the easiest thing in the world to give up. I've done it hundreds of times.
216. Sports.
I'm going to do some bar exercises to build up my muscles.
I plan to go jogging around our campus.
Xiao Li, Aren't you going to do some exercises? It's time, you see.
Coming. I'm looking for my sneakers.
You're hopeless. Always looking for something.
I can't help it. That's the way I am.
Hey, I didn't notice you have a new tracksuit on. It's nice.
It's a present from my sister. Ah, there they are.
I'm going to do some bar exercises to build up my muscles. What about you?
I plan to go jogging around our campus. Shall we go? I'm ready.
At the sports meet.
Hi, Xiao Liu. Where have you been?
Watching the 100-meter dash.
Who won?
Xiao Li, of course. He ran the race in 11.5 seconds. How is Xiao Wang getting on in the high jump?
Fine. He's already cleared 1.68 meters. And now it's his turn to jump again. Let's watch a while.
All right. Well done. He's cleared 1.7 meters. And he's the only one left.
Great. That means our department has got 6 first places already. Let's go and congratulate him.
Shaking hands with Wang.
Congratulations, Xiao Wang.
You were really great.
Thanks a lot. I was very nervous with everyone watching.
217. Ball games.
Did you see the basketball game last night?
It was really exciting.
Did you see the game last night?
Yeah. Boy, it was really exciting.
He looks unstoppable.
He is the best in NBA.
Yeah. We'll have to watch the next game together.
Great. Well, see you later. I'll call you.
Football fans.
Have you heard? We won again. It's fantastic.
Yes, of course I heard. We had the radio on at work for the results. How long do you think they can keep winning at home, eh? Were you there at St. James's?
Of course I was. Just try keeping me away. I don't know how you can bear to go to work.
I can't wait to see it on TV. I hope they show the whole game, but not just highlights.
I hope so, too. I want to see it again. Newcastle's just marvelous at the moment. You've got to admit it.
Okay, don't start. Just remember that I'm not a real Newcastle fan like you. Manchester United. Now, I know they're not doing too well at the moment, but they're a great team.
But they didn't play today, did they?
No, but they're going to slaughter Liverpool on Wednesday night. I promise you.
Okay. We'll see. Anyway, come on. Let's go for a drink. There'll be a lot of celebrating tonight.
A lot of drunk people. Yeah.
218. Olympics.
The Olympic Games starts when the torch arrives at the stadium.
The 5 interlocking rings symbolize the uniting of all 5 continents participating in the games.
Talking about Olympics, we cannot go on without mentioning the torch and the flag.
Yes, the Olympic Games starts when the torch arrives at the stadium.
And we always regard the torch as the symbol of the continuation of the ancient Greek athletic ideals. And it burns throughout the games until the closing ceremony.
But the well-known Olympic flag is a modern conception. Do you know what it is?
The 5 interlocking rings symbolize the uniting of all 5 continents participating in the games.
Dr. Hill met Zhang Ming, his Chinese student, just after Beijing became the host of the 2008 Olympic Games.
Congratulations, Zhang Ming. Beijing has just won the bid for the host of 2008 Olympic Games.
Thank you. At last. It was really exciting. I couldn't help feeling extremely proud of my country.
It is the second time for Beijing to bid for the host of Olympic Games, right?
Yes. Sydney barely beat Beijing and became the host of 2000 Olympic Games.
Hard luck, but this time your dream became true eventually. You had an overwhelming victory.
Without the help of our friends, we couldn't win the victory so easily.
But I think it is mainly because Beijing has convinced most of the representatives that it is good enough to hold a successful Olympic Games.
Quite right. I'm certain that it will be one of the most successful Olympic Games ever held in history. I hope you can come to Beijing at that time.
To be frank, I'm really looking forward to it.
Bridge.
Would you please tell me the card-playing terms in English?
There are four suits in bridge. They are diamonds, hearts, spades, and clubs.
Would you please tell me the card-playing terms in English?
Certainly. There are four suits in bridge. Diamonds, hearts, spades, and clubs.
Okay, I've got that.
After dealing, we start the bidding to decide which suit is trumps.
Lee Hong likes playing bridge. He is discussing with Tom the terms in English.
Hello, Lee Hong. I hear you've decided to join our bridge club.
Yes, Tom, but I have a slight problem. Would you please tell me the terms in English?
No problem. First of all, let's begin with a pack of cards, that is, the whole collection of cards.
Well, I brought a pack with me, actually. Here you are.
Oh, great. Now, there are four suits in bridge. They are diamonds, hearts, spades, and clubs.
Okay, I've got that.
Before you play, you have to shuffle all the cards.
Oh, I see you're quite an expert shuffler. Well, I've had plenty of practice. What's next?
That's dealing. Then we start the bidding to decide which suit is trumps.
Trumps? Does it mean the suit has a higher value than the others?
Correct. You can put down a trump to win a trick over other suits if you haven't any of these.
Now you play by the rules, right?
Yes, the rules of the game must be obeyed. But there is another set of rules that are not fixed, but are agreed to by the player, and they're called conventions.
Oh yes, they're very complicated in bridge. You'll have to tell me which ones you use.
Well, I'll explain that when we start playing. So, I'm looking forward to having you as my partner. I think together we can beat all the others.
220. Chess.
Do you often play chess in your spare time?
Playing chess is my favorite interest in my spare time.
Do you often play chess in your spare time?
Yes, playing chess is my favorite interest in my spare time.
I'm keen on playing chess too, and I've bought a lot of books on chess.
Really? I have a fairly large collection of books on chess. Maybe we can exchange some books to read.
Good idea. But now, let's play chess first. I have a chessboard right here.
Okay.
Mr. Wilson and Mr. Dawson are watching some men playing chess.
Let's play chess.
I haven't played chess for a long time.
That's all right. I'm a beginner. I've just learned how to play.
Look, there's a chessboard. Those two men have already finished playing.
After they have played for a few minutes.
You're a very good player.
Not really, but once I won a prize.
So did I. I won a prize last week, but it was a prize for beginners.
My prize was for the best player in the country. Now, let's start playing chess seriously.
221. Healthcare.
Would you like to give me some advice on how to stay healthy?
To stay healthy, First of all, you should be happy.
Would you like to give me some advice on how to stay healthy?
To stay healthy, you should be happy and active with a little exercise.
Many thanks for your advice.
Jerry is talking with Tom about his health.
Jerry, you look so fat.
Not only fat, but also tired.
What's your weight?
150 pounds.
Do put yourself on a diet, otherwise you'll be too fat.
I can't bear eating less.
That doesn't mean to eat less necessarily.
So what do you mean by diet?
That means you should eat foods containing less fat.
I just can't bear that.
So you may work out regularly.
What exercise may I take part in?
At the beginning, you may jog. Jogging is an easy, fat-consuming exercise.
How long should I jog?
You may jog 2 miles first, and then run longer and longer.
Do you jog?
Yes, I find jogging does good to me, so I keep on doing it.
May I jog with you?
Certainly. See you tomorrow morning.